This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Did you spend more last month?
Despite higher interest rates and inflation, Americans increased their spending in May. A report from the Commerce Department shows retail sales rose 0.3% from April to May, boosted by stronger sales of auto and parts dealers. Economists were expecting a decline for the month, since retail sales have been bumpy this year after surging nearly 3% in January. The retail sales report offers only a partial look at consumer spending. It does not include many services, including health care and travel expenses. I'm Shelley Adler.
There's a new look at unemployment this morning, too. The number of Americans applying for unemployment remained elevated last week for the second straight week. Overall, 1.7 million people were collecting unemployment for the week that ended June 3rd. A lot of people who live in the South are cleaning up after those storms yesterday, from Texas to Georgia. There were tornado warnings, mainly in Alabama and Georgia. President Biden's got this warning about the weather.
Over the past 2 years, a third of Americans have been personally affected by extreme weather events. One third. Folks, this is what climate change looks like. Only it looks worse if we don't do something now.
He met with conservation and environmental groups yesterday. The cybersecurity firm Mandiant says Chinese hackers have been breaking into the networks of hundreds of public and private sector organizations around the world. Many of them were government agencies, it says. This began in October, according to Mandiant. An advocacy group says none of the major social media platforms do a good job protecting LGBTQ plus users from hate speech and harassment, but the worst is Twitter. Two-time Academy Award winner Glenda Jackson has died. She was 87. She died after a short illness. This is AP News. It's become a rallying cry for congressional Republicans. Stand with Trump.
Donald Trump pled not guilty to federal charges that he hoarded classified documents and conspired to obstruct an investigation.
Whatever documents the president decides to take with him, he has the right to do so.
Republicans in Congress immediately rushed to defend the former president and are adopting his grievances against the Justice Department as their own. Here's Senator Lindsey Graham.
I intend to support President Trump. I don't think this trial goes to trial before the election.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
Is it a fair, equal justice?
Congressman Ralph Norman of South Carolina.
It is helping Donald Trump in the polls, and let the American people decide.
Senator J.D. Vance of Ohio says he'll be blocking all DOJ nominees unless the Attorney General changes course. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia compares the case to the prosecution of rioters at the U.S. Capitol, suggesting that the Justice Department should be the one under scrutiny. Jennifer King, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.